Hi, good day, and welcome to another episode of Anyone Advertising. Anyone Advertising, the ad agency for businesses, business to business. How can we help you? In today's episode, we're going to be talking about NFTs. What is an NFT? What does it stand for? And everything in between. So, an NFT is a non-fungible token. Non-fungible more or less means that it's a unique and can't be replaced with something else. For example, a Bitcoin is fungible, trade for one another Bitcoin, and you'll have the exact same thing, right? So on the other kind of trading card, a trading card is non-fungible. If you traded it for another card, you'll have something completely different. So how does NFTs work? At the very high level, most NFTs are part of Ethereum blockchain. Though other blockchains have implemented their own versions of NFTs, Ethereum is a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dogecoin, but its blockchain also keeps track of who's holding and trading NFTs. So it's kind of advanced. So what is the blockchain? So blockchain, they are pretty complex, but the basic idea is that blockchains are a way to store data without having to trust any one company or entity to keep things secure and accurate. There are different nuances and exceptions, but when most people say blockchain, that's the kind of tech that they are talking about. There's also a lot of nuances about whether NFTs are on the blockchain or not, which we will discuss further on. So you can copy a digital file as many times as you want, right? Including the art that's included with an NFT. But NFTs are designed to give you something that you can't be copied, or the ownership of that work, although artists can still retain the copyright or reproduction rights, just like with physical artwork. To put it in terms of physical art collecting, anyone can buy a print or mounted print, but only one person owns the original. Get my point? So what's the point of NFTs then? That really depends on whether you're an artist, a buyer, or a collector. So we're going to be talking about the benefits of NFTs on those three aspects. So for an artist, you might be interested in NFTs because it gives you a way to sell your work. And otherwise, you might have never had the opportunity to do so, or you would need a representative to do so, and you obviously wouldn't really have full control of the buying and selling thereof. So some NFT marketplaces have feature where you can make sure you get paid a percentage every time your NFT is sold or changes hands. That makes sure that if your work gets super popular in balloon value, you'll see some benefits. So as a buyer, one of the obvious benefits of buying art is it lets you financially support artists, number one. And that is true that NFTs, which are trendier, like Telegram stickers or buying an NFT, also usually gets some basic usage rights, like being able to post the image online or set it as your profile picture. But of course, there are bragging rights to owning art with blockchain entry to back it up. Okay, and as a collector, NFTs can work like any other spectacular asset, where you can buy it and hope that the value of it goes up one day so you can sell it for a profit. And then so at every aspect, there's a benefit of having either buying digitally your digital art, or selling it, or even collecting it. So every NFT is unique. In the boring technical sense of NFT, is a unique token on blockchain. But while it could be like Van Gogh, where there's only one definition or definitive actual version, it could also be like trading card, where there's 50 or 100 of numbers of copies of the same artwork. So while the part of that makes NFTs so messy, some people treat them like they are future of fine art collecting, which is not. So here's the most popular NFTs today. So things that are being used or sold as NFTs are art, music, video games items, trading cards, big sport moments, memes, domain names, virtual fashion, and miscellaneous online items. So that is all from us for today. I hope that you kind of got a glimpse of what NFTs are and blockchains, and we will definitely go in more details with regards to NFTs, or even have someone on come on board and talk to us about it. So you can go onto our website, which is www.animalavertising.com, and you can read our weekly blogs and stay tuned. Thanks for listening. God bless.